Is it even worth it to finish the homeschool year? Or should you just call it quits and start fresh in the fall? If you're asking that question, you are probably in the thick of it, not just the year end, we're a little bit behind, kind of tired. I mean the deep sigh, don't make me open the math book again, kind of tired. I mean, really. You've been looking at that curriculum perhaps all year. You're tired. I get it. It's May. You've been carrying this weight for months and months and months. You've been trying to keep things moving forward. I get it. I've been there. Right now, maybe it feels like it's just not worth the fight. Every single day, let's do the work. And you're ready to pack it in. I'm Marina Joy. I've homeschooled my girls through those long middle school years. And I've worked with families who hit this exact wall. You're not sure if you need to like push through or pull back. Maybe you're doing something wrong. You're not sure. You just need permission to do something different. So let's talk about what it looks like to finish the year without falling apart so that you can head into next year confident, not feeling defeated. You don't need to finish the whole plan, but you do need to finish with intention. I know this is what I always told my girls. We need to finish well because how we finish this year shapes how we start next year. So, no matter what, let's finish well. But what does that look like? You know, things might feel a little off. You're not imagining it. I know when we were homeschooling, it seemed like we went in these 6 month cycles. Every 6 months, something seemed to shift. One of the kids maybe hit a growth spurt, or they had different levels of emotional growth. And so we were dealing with that. And you know, you have the ups and the downs. Maybe suddenly, you know, they were interested in one thing for a long time, they were obsessed with it. And then all of a sudden, totally lost interest, didn't want to do it anymore. What is happening? I changed. Life changed, and you might notice this too. You are probably not the same person you were in September. Think about it. You've changed. And when we change, we interact with our kids differently. Our kids change, and so now they're interacting with that different version of us differently. So we need to give ourselves a little bit of grace. When things start to unravel, we need to stop asking, what's wrong with me? What's wrong with my kid? Why is this happening? And instead, get curious and say, what's changed? What does this season need? What is happening in the rest of your life that is impacting what is going on as you're homeschooling? It's all interconnected, so we need to look at that. The goal isn't to force your kid through that finish line, get the last page done in every single book in this curriculum. That's not the goal. It's to help them walk across that finish line and have your relationship intact. Homeschooling is very relational. That relationship is key, absolutely key. But here's where a lot of moms get stuck. I get it. We think there's only two options. We either keep pushing, 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 no matter what, get it done, no matter how many tears, no matter just every question in the book needs to be done. Or we throw up our hands and say, okay, we're done, enough. I can't handle it anymore. I get it. I've tried both ways. And And then I found that there's a third way. You pause. So maybe that's what you need to do this week, is pause. You recalibrate. And you ask, okay, I'm a different person. My kid is a different person. When we started the curriculum, we had a particular goal in mind. What do we need to let go of in light of things that have changed? We have new information, so we need to make a new decision. What do we need to let go of, and what is worth actually finishing? Now, this is where we want to think about, why did we start this subject in the first place? What is the actual goal? Is the actual goal getting every single question done? Or what is the outcome? Why did you purchase that curriculum or start on that path in the first place? That's what we want to think about. And then we want to find a glimmer, one thing in there that maybe your tween still cares about. Some little spark of interest. Think about if you have, you know, you're trying to start a campfire, or you see in the movies, they're out there in the wilderness and they're trying to get this campfire started, and they start with like all these little shavings, and then they're just trying to get some of those embers glowing so they can start the fire. We're looking for any glowing embers that we can get going into a fire again. It might not be the most important subject. They may not have that glimmer over math. Doesn't mean we're going to ditch math, but we need to re-engage and get some excitement going to finish well. The confidence that they're going to have from finishing doesn't necessarily come from finishing everything the way that you had planned at the start of the year before things changed. It comes from finishing something and realizing, I can do hard things. They need to know they can do hard things. That's why we're not going to just throw in the towel, give up everything, and say, okay, we're done. I can't handle anymore. We're going to look at what is there. We're going to reassess and say, what can we finish well? Even if it's difficult, so we can walk across that finish line saying, we've done a hard thing, they've done a hard thing, and it's going to put you in a better position for next year or the fall. Now, you don't need to have a big formal sit down. This is more of a, you know, you go for a drive, have a conversation, and you might need to guide your child in this conversation. They don't know how to have this conversation. They don't think they have options. So we need to have this conversation. You need to let them know that we do want to finish well. There are hard things that we just have to do. But we need to see, what is the most important thing? How can we accomplish the goal that we set out to accomplish? What does that look like? How are we going to make it happen? We're going to find out, what have they enjoyed learning? What do they feel really good about? Lean into that. So you're not handing over the keys to the castle and saying, do whatever you want. If you want to give up, that's okay. No, we're having a conversation and saying, how can we finish the year well? They might not have an answer right away. They're just trying to sort things out. They're going, oh, wow, I have a choice here. Okay. And maybe you don't give them a choice about everything, but you give them a choice about something. You see, we are really struggling. This is causing the main problem. How can we regroup and recalibrate so it doesn't feel like we've given up math forever, but we can end the year well so we can start next year on a good note? We're not going to manufacture motivation. You can't manufacture motivation. It might just take some discipline. We're just going to do this. And when I say discipline, I don't mean punishment. I mean, sometimes you just got to do the hard thing. But it's a little bit easier when you have the goal in mind. So we do not need to power through no matter what. Sometimes there's seasons where there's lots going on in life and it's okay to lay some things down. Oh, excuse me. Sorry about that. So before you quit, ask, what are you aiming for? Is the plan still serving you? What would it look like to finish well? And then think about from week one of the challenge where we talked about the vision, where you're going, that big picture goal. Put it in perspective. The struggles that you're having right now, are they part of the journey to reach that goal? If yes, we need to keep going with that. If somehow a bunch of extra stuff got added on because we thought it would be better, but it's not actually going to help us reach our goal, get rid of it. Lay it down. It's okay. We want to have heads high, finish the year well. This week's guide in the homeschool challenge will help you figure out what to keep, what to release, and how to help your tween finish that something that they are proud of. Not because it's perfect, but because they showed up. That is what you're teaching your tween. You're teaching them that, you know, when they have a job to do and they're at work and they're working for an employer and they're going, oh my goodness, this is hard. How am I going to finish it? Oh, what is the end goal of the job? Maybe I need to go talk to my employer and say, I know this is the goal. I figured out a different way to get there. We can get rid of all this other stuff and still achieve the goal. That's a skill. That's what you're teaching them. It's not just about math or science or social studies. It's about those bigger skills. You've got this. And if you haven't joined the challenge yet, click the link in the description. You can get the guide and feel free to ask me questions via email. I am happy to help where I can. And I'll see you next week.